This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, and I'm your host, Gary Holt. Today, our special guest is Eli Barcy, an amazingly talented singer-songwriter from Saskatchewan. And in the second half hour, we'll open our phone lines. And if you have a Christmas greeting for a special serviceman or woman, then call in to today's show to 213-943-3396. 213-943-3396, and be sure and share your Christmas greeting with your special service man or woman. The Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store and the Christmas Shop, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that just love the equestrian lifestyle in the General Store and the Christmas Shop on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab a cup of coffee, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Eli Barcy. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Barcy's Prairie Skies from her album Portrait of a Cowgirl. And a couple of weeks ago, we had Eli on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. And I was just totally blown away by this young lady. First of all, Eli was in 2014 the first Canadian woman to win the prestigious Wrangler Award from the National Cowboy and Western Museum, and then was honored by the Saskatchewan Country Music Association with both the Roots Artist and Roots Album of the Year Award. So, Eli, welcome to the show.
I guess.
There we go. I lost you for just a minute there. So glad to have
you. Oh,
good
morning. Good afternoon. It's so nice to be on with you, Gary.
Well, I am tickled to death to have you with us, and it was so much fun to have you on Belinda's show a few weeks ago that I just had.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that too. What an honor that was, and I get to be with chatting with you, and I'm on your Equestrian Legacy Network once again, so I'm very honored.
Well, so happy to have you, and just a very interesting young lady. We've got a lot that I want to talk about with you today and a lot of your music that we want to share. But I'd like to kind of start out and let you introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about your background and where you're from.
Well, I'm tickled that you started off the show with Prairie Skies. That is a good introduction to Eli Barcy. I'm such a prairie girl, it's not even funny. I grew up on the prairies of Saskatchewan, where not a lot of trees and not a lot of hills, and very, very flat, so flat that you can watch your dog run away for 2 weeks. But it's all good. And you know how they say sometimes you don't appreciate where you live until you leave and come back? That was very much the case with growing up on the prairies, and I left here so many years ago, and now coming back, I'm so happy to be back, and just appreciate it everywhere that we've got to travel. But it's good to be, when I come home, I'm really coming home.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm an old Tennessee boy, and I spent a few years out in El Paso, Texas, and I really enjoyed my time out there, but it sure was good to be back in Middle Tennessee, where it was home again. But you kind of grew up on a ranching and a farming area, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah, my dad had cattle and some horses, and he was a grain farmer as well, wheat, barley, and oats primarily. And so I've just loved the fact that I got to grow up on the farm. I love it now that, you know, I look back and know that made a difference. But I loved it at the time as well, being on the farm. It was great. And you had to be, I think that really started my creative juices, because my brother and sister were quite a bit older than me. So I wasn't an only child. However, they were so much older than me that I was on my own a lot. So I had to come up with a lot of creative things to do on the farm to keep myself busy and entertained. And I think, you know, the farm life sure attributed to who I am and what I am today, for sure.
Well, I'm sure it did, and also has, I'm certain, has influenced some of your music. But you grew up on a working farm, didn't you? I mean, you actually were participating. And there was a really cute story that you shared the other day on Belinda's show, and we're going to play a song in just a minute called Farm Girl. But what kind of chores did you have to do?
Oh, I had all kinds of chores. Like, I had a choice. I could either work inside with Mom, or I could be outside with Dad. But I had to help in one aspect or another. So I chose to be outside. I loved to be outside with my dad. And so I did all the chores a young man would do, you know, fencing and feeding calves and helping my dad with veterinary work. And in the spring, I had some chores that I didn't really care for. One of the big jobs was picking rocks. And we didn't have a fancy rock picker like a lot of the neighbors. We had to pick our rocks by hand. And why we had to do this was because there was always bigger rocks that would surface from the winter. After the snow melts and the farmers are getting ready to plant their fields, we'd have to get out there and get the big rocks out of the way so it wouldn't wreck the summer fallow cultivator type stuff. So we did it by hand, and that was one of my jobs. As I got older, if I wanted to go out on the weekend, I had to make sure my rocks were picked before I could go out with my friends. Yeah.
Well,
it was all good.
Yeah, you didn't grow up just playing with electronic games and texting all the time. And you actually got out and did a little work out on the farm. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But this was a really cute song, and it was a cute story that you shared with us about having to get out and pick those rocks up. You know, we don't have any rocks in Middle Tennessee.
Well, aren't you lucky? You just have those great big
mountains. Yeah. We have a few rocks out here, but not so many that we have rock pickers, I don't think. But let's listen to Farm Girl. And when we come back, Eli, I want to talk a little bit about how you got started with your music. So you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and we're talking with Eli Barcy.
All right.
I grew up kicking rocks on my daddy's farm. Now I'm in the city, picking on a new guitar. Those barbed wire fences couldn't hold me in. Long dusty road was wearing mighty thin, yeah, yeah. I've come a long way since I left that life behind. I keep moving forward, but there's something down deep inside. It doesn't really matter where I go in this world. I always will remember that I'm still a farm girl, yeah, yeah. Farm girl is where I started out. Farm girl, I always will be proud. Even though I'm in the city, as far as I can see, a farm girl is who I'll always be.
From Tennessee, and we're going to open the line up and let them say hi to you. So, is
awesome.
That Claude?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mr. Eli Barcy, how are you today?
Hey, is this Claude Davis?
It absolutely is.
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
What a joy to start my day off hearing you sing live again. I sure miss the times you were up with us.
I just wanted to call and say God bless
to you and your family, and
thank you.
It's like
you
I can
too.
Close my eyes and see you going. So we appreciate you,
so
and
sweet.
Thanks. You know, we're a veteran also, so it's just great hearing you. I'm not going
to
tie you up for long, but know you've got a bunch
so
of people in around
called,
the town that
nice
love you.
Well, nice surprise for me, and I sure miss you as well. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
We love you. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, my dear. Thanks for phoning.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Very cool.
So you've got an audience all across North America. And where did you meet Claude?
Well, because I met Claude in Nashville, and he had invited us. I think I met him at Cowboy Church. I played at the Ernest Tubb Theater. They have a nice Cowboy Church there every Sunday. And I've played there many times, and it was the very first time I was there that we met Claude. And Claude is a preacher, a wonderful, wonderful fellow. We love when he gives a word. He just does such a great job. And he's his hometown area is kind of the Stearns, Kentucky coal mining area up there in Kentucky. And he was doing the coal miners jamboree every week in the summer. So he invited us to come and perform at his coal miners jamboree. So we ended up going there, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 times. The coal miners jamboree, yes. And the best part of it was there's coal miners jamboree was Saturday night, and then we'd spend the night, and Sunday morning would be the coal miners church. So we'd do both the Saturday night and the Sunday morning performances, and we really grew to love that area and all the good people that were there. And he did that for a very, very long time, and so we were just so blessed. So we became really good friends, and it's nice that he called in. I haven't seen him in a while, so it was a very nice surprise.
Well, that was pretty neat. I appreciated him calling. And we're going to talk more about what you've done, where you've lived, and I know I believe if I recall you were in Branson for a while, but let's kind of back up and talk about how you got started with your music, because when you're out on the farm and we're trying to find things to entertain yourself, is that the way you got started with your music?
Yeah, sort of, but you know, the music found me. It seems like I had the music in me before I started to pursue it. It was kind of in me. My dad played all his old favorite records all the time from as long ago as I can possibly remember, and I think that was a huge influence, hearing the Carter Family and Grandpa Jones and Roy Acuff, all the old Opry stars, you know, and Kitty Wells and all those great artists, Will Carter, of course, in Canada. And I remember singing along with all those records and hearing them so much. I just sang along and loved it, and started playing the chord organ because my sister had an old chord organ in the house that she didn't – I never even really saw her play it, but I know that she bought it with her 4-H money from selling her 4-H calf.
That's cool.
It was there. Need to play, so I learned how to play it, and just everything was by ear. And then when I wanted to start going out and singing at things, you know, you can't drag an organ with you, so I learned to play guitar, and of course that's the easiest thing to tote around with you. And I played music then my whole childhood right up to graduation, and really wanted to pursue a music career. However, you know, when you're on the farm and you're around people that don't understand that that's an actual possibility. And my parents said, you know, even though my dad had all these records of artists and loved music, they didn't think it was something that I could, you know, possibly do as a living. So I expressed every chance I got that I wanted to play music for a living. But they suggested, well, that would be a good side thing, but you should get a university or a college degree or something. So I thought, well, I suppose I will try something like that. And there was no options, or I didn't know about anything Belmont and in Nashville and Grant McEwen in Edmonton and all these music colleges that maybe I could have applied to. Really it wasn't accessible to me. And we didn't have, you know, computers that we could be researching and finding out everything we want to know, you know.
Right.
And so college recruits would come to our school, but it was all the regular, you know, just your regular run-of-the-mill everything, you know, that they offer. And I thought, well, I don't have the grades to be a veterinarian. I'd like to work with horses and cattle, but I don't have those grades. So I thought, well, a vet assistant would be up my alley. So that's what I signed up for at a college in Alberta. And away I went to college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. However, you know, of course my guitar is in tow, and, you know, it's only a matter of short time, and everybody knows that I sing and play, because there's no way I'm not going to sing and play. And all of a sudden I'm leaving, you know, I was 10 hours away from home, and I'm leaving all this unconditional love and support from my family and community, and everybody tells me that I sound nice, I'm a good singer, and I can play the guitar nicely, and so you get all this unconditional support and your whole life, and that's great, and then you leave that, and then all of a sudden I was getting actually the same comments and results from strangers,
that's
at college.
Cool. Right.
Yeah, and it made me realize that, okay, I maybe really do have something. If all these people, none of these people owe me anything, they don't have to tell me they like it, they don't have to ask for more, and they were. So I started, you know, I was focusing on the music more than my studies, and I was only at college for a year, but it was when I was at college, I met some people that were traveling through from Winnipeg, and a band, and they said, you should be playing music for a living, and I said, I have no idea how to get started. And they suggested I contact an agent in Edmonton, Alberta, and they would get me started doing a single act. So I contacted them. They told me what I needed to audition for them, and went jumped through all the hoops. And before I knew it, I was out on the road playing full time by myself as a single. I had to have a PA system, and a qualification was a drum machine. You have to have a drum machine. Because I was booked in all these little lounges. And in those days, they had entertainment Monday through Saturday, 9 to 1.
Wow.
Every night. Yes.
Wow.
So, but you had to have a drum machine, because if it wasn't bars, it was lounges, so it was a little nicer atmosphere. However, if people wanted to get up and dance, they could, because the drum beat is there. And so I learned how to play with a drum machine and you know, put my little show together, and it was 4 hours of music all by myself. So it was like big baptism. Just jump right in and away you go. And they booked me for 2 years straight doing that. And honestly, the only days off I had were Sunday, and that was to drive to the next place and start over. And yeah, so, you know, it's a long, long story, but in a nutshell, after that, like, my ultimate goal was to move to Nashville and to go there. So that 2 years of playing on the road, I saved all my money, and I went to Nashville as soon as I had enough. So I went to Nashville and pursued and made contacts, and that's when I really started honing my writing skills. And unfortunately, I had to come back to Canada, and I say unfortunately because I had to move back because I couldn't get my paperwork, a visa, and all that in order. So I had to come back, and I was devastated. However, God works in wonderful ways when you don't know. You see, you're heartbroken and you're thinking it's the end of the world. Well, I would never have met my husband, John, if I wasn't forced to come back to Canada. I would have stayed in Nashville forever. I loved it there. But this is how life was supposed to be, and it all worked out great. And moving back to Canada, I met my husband, and we started playing together. And it was 10 years before I started recording. 10 years of solid playing, almost every Monday through Saturday, almost every week.
Wow,
you know,
wow.
It's just all full time. And finally, we realized it was right at that time when making your own recordings was starting to be a real cool thing, and people had home studios all of a sudden, and you don't have to spend the big dollars to go and make a good album because all this home recording gear is available. And so I decided to, my husband and I said, you know, let's do an album. So we did go to a little studio, but that was the start of my recording. And then lots changed when I got stuff on the radio in Canada. And
well, we want to talk about that. We want to talk a little bit more about your time in Nashville, too. But right now, again, we're going to try to get as much of your music in today and introduce people to your music as well as you, because you're just such a jewel. And
thank you.
So fun to talk with. But we're going to do a song called God Only Knows. And is there a story about this one?
Yes. I wrote this with my girlfriend, Doris Daly. She's a cowboy poet out of the Calgary, Alberta area. She's a fabulous writer. And this song derived from a poem that she wrote called Mary's Window. And Mary was Doris's great-grandmother, who married one of the very first RCMP officers and came
wow.
from the east to the west to live on the prairies. And God only knows, she said in her diary, why I did this. And she did it. She did it for her husband, and she did it for her family. And there was hard times on the prairies. So this was kind of our Doris's and my tribute to all those prairie women of North America, because there's so many stories similar. They paved the way for us, for sure.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to this, and we're going to come back and talk more with Eli on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Nashville and Canada as far as the music and the type of music that they're looking for. And I mean, you're really, really diversified in the mix of your music. You've received the Wrangler Award, but you also received the Roots Artist of the Year and Album of the Year Award. What is your music?
It's genuine. It's art. It's I would say roots more, you know, if I have to put a label on it, roots, but that is a little bit of everything: bluegrass, western, country and folk, and then of course I do gospel in all of those genres,
right,
you know, as well. So it's really hard to pinpoint. I've had people tell me throughout the years, well, you have to pick a genre, you know, and stick with it. I'm like, Well, I don't know if I have to. You know, if you can pull it off and do a few different genres and make people happy with that and reaching different people, it's not about me. In the end, I want to be happy performing what I perform, but it's about who you're reaching with your music, you know, and what do your fans like. And so I'm always focusing on all of that collectively.
Right, right. Well, it's all great, whether it's the gospel music that you're doing or a little more Western or a little bit more of the blues and folk music. It's all great. And
thank you.
You know, it's,
well, there's
you
a common denominator in all of that, and that's my vocal. You know, whether I'm singing something a little more rockier or rockabilly or something very gentle, you know, a ballad, in a Western ballad or whatever, it's my voice that's the same, you know, throughout.
Right.
So there's that common denominator that hopefully ties it all together.
Right. Well, don't ever change that. It's great. It's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were talking about, before we took a break to listen to the last song, about an independent artist today, because there's a huge change in the way that music was made and put out in the past and the way it's done today.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and so, you know, there's so many home studios today where people
mm-hmm.
are getting together and doing music, and then you're promoting your own music now. It's kind of hard to have a label that really is promoting artists. And,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, how is that? How is that?
That's
for
right.
You?
Well, when I was playing music for that first 10 years, I was seeking and looking for record deals, and I was just hoping every night that someone would walk in and recognize or discover me, you know. And after a while, you get tired of waiting, you know, and there's a whole world out there. Back then, it was really hard to go out and make it on your own and promote. The internet wasn't as handy, and it was all the old sending out promo packages and mailing gobs of things and stuff, CDs and, well, cassettes and
yeah.
pictures and literature and, oh, expensive, you know, and it took forever to get a reply because it took 2 weeks to get there, and you know what I mean? It was very hard, but it, you know, if you did it worked. And in Canada, we have this CanCon law that 35% of radio has to be Canadian content.
Wow.
So independent artists. Now, that's the major label artists as well, but there's still some leftover spots for the independent artists. So that was a really good start because of that law, that 35% Canadian content. To give some independent artists, if your music cut the mustard, you know, it had to be produced well, the songs
right.
have to be written well, and you have to be a good artist, but you at least stood a chance. If you went out and made a good product, your music stood a chance. So that really helped the fact that I could get my music out there, you know. That got me started on the radio airwaves in Canada anyways.
Well, it's a big difference today, and a lot of the independent artists are, you know, they're doing their own albums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Susie Boggess, you know, who was with big labels for a long, long time, did a
mm-hmm.
crowdfunding thing to do her Lucky CD,
yeah.
which was her latest one, and so more and more artists are doing that. It's expensive to put an album together and then get it promoted properly, isn't it?
Oh, is it ever? It's very expensive. And Susie's a great example. I love her and know her. She's a great gal. And I love the fact that when these big label artists like she was and several others are still going and they're just doing it on their own. I love that, because why sit around and wait for another label to pick you up if that's going to happen? Nowadays, they're after all these young artists. If you're under over 20, you're out of luck as far as getting a record deal. And so, just going out and doing it on your own, you're gonna it's going to work. It's going to be hard work, but you know, it's such a money thing, because we would all be further in our careers if we had that big $1 million push behind us. But you know, we can only move at the pace we can afford, which in my case is a little at a time, but I'm still moving forward.
Well, and you're making great music. Hey, you know, this is the Christmas season. We're going to play, you've got a few Christmas songs that we're going to get into the show today.
Great.
I'm going to play one called Heart of a Christmas Night, and that is from your Christmas in the Canyon CD. Is there anything you want to tell us about this one before we play it?
Oh, sure. I didn't write this one. This is a great Christmas Western haunting flavored Christmas song written by a Canadian star. His name is Gary Thalgard. He's kind of the West Coast Gordon Lightfoot, and he's written some beautiful music. And I was just honored that he pitched this to me for my first Christmas album. So I hope your listeners like it. It's one of my favorites.
Well, it's a great song. And when we come back, in keeping with the Christmas season, let's talk a little bit about some of your favorite Christmas memories and maybe some traditions you have. But right now we're going to listen to Heart of a Christmas Night, and that is from Eli's Christmas in the Canyon CD.
Christmas comes with the snow of December, drifting down like an angel's sigh. The gray wolf's song he remembers, with his nose up against the sky. That's the song from the heart of a Christmas night. That's the song I love so well. For a king was born on that holy morn, on the day of the first Noel. There's a snowshoe trail through the pasture. It leads to a journey's end. There's a lamp hanging down from a rafter. It shines like a welcome friend. That's the song from the heart of a Christmas night. That's the song I love so well. For a king was born on that holy morn, on the day of the first Noel.
And that's Eli Barcy. And Eli, I just got a message from somebody that wanted to know if this show would be aired over and over for our servicemen and women to listen to. And of course, all of our shows are always archived, and people can go back almost immediately after the shows are over and listen, and they can share them with those servicemen and women all across the world. So
Great. Good.
Yeah, we're gonna let folks a little bit later in the show call in if they want to do a special Christmas greeting to servicemen and women around the world. They can do that, and the number to call will be 213-943-3396, 213-943-3396, and I'll tell you, they're gonna love listening to your music worldwide.
Wow.
Today. So, gosh, that's
well, I appreciate cool. this opportunity very much.
Yeah, but you know, we all have Christmas memories, and anything special that you remember as a kid growing up, or any special traditions you had then, or maybe even now?
Well, I really, really love Christmas on the farm. It was always so beautiful, even if it was cold. There was lots of snow, and usually frost on the windows, on the farm windows, and going outside and tobogganing, that's sledding, if
right.
you're not familiar with the word toboggan. Singing at church, I would always have some opportunities to have some performance spots, singing at church, and of course that's when we got together with big groups of family that we wouldn't maybe see too much throughout the year, and all the extra treats that we got Christmas and wouldn't get any other time throughout the year. It's all of those memories combined, just really a lot of great ones.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, there's so many, this time of the year we go back and I think we reflect on Christmas's past and, you know, think about things as they were when we were growing up. I'm much older than you are, so, you know, there's some things that were way different back in those days, but...
Yes.
Such a special, special time of the year, and so we want to remember folks that are maybe not able to be with us, and remember them at Christmas as well. There's another song from your Christmas in the Canyon album called Christ of Christmas, and is there anything about this song that you could tell us?
Oh, yeah. A few years ago, I heard someone say the best part of Christmas for them was the first six letters.
Yeah.
And that I love that, and that stuck with me and resonated with me, and it inspired me to write this song, Christ of Christmas.
Well,
and it's trying to do my part to keep that part of Christmas, the most important part of Christmas, alive and well. And you know, we have a nice platform that we get to be on stage and share music, and people listen when you're in a mic, talking in a microphone. So we take advantage of that.
All right. Well, let's listen to Christ of Christmas. And again, this is another song from the Christmas in the Canyon CD of Eli Barcy. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Show our gratitude by walking in His way.
of Christmas. A wonderful life is yours when you know the Christ of Christmas.
Christmas, and that song certainly will remind us to do that. You know, I was just thinking, as people are listening to the show today, they're probably going to want to get some of this Christmas music. Where can they do that?
Oh, that'd be great. EliBarcy.com is a good place to start, and everything, all my music is on there, and they can order online, or they can call the 800 number, either way.
All right. Well, people are going to be wanting to do that. Excuse me. And that is EliBarcy.com. And so
that's
be sure,
right.
Yeah, be sure and check out that music. And, you know, I've been dying to ask you this question. Where did the name Eli come from?
Well, it's kind of a nickname. My real name is Ilona, which is I-L-O-N-A, and it's a Hungarian name. And when I went to college, that way back when, my new group of friends were having a hard time with Ilona. Nobody was getting it right because it starts with an I, but it's pronounced E. So they were calling me Ilona, Leona, Ilona. And somebody said, let's just call her Eli. And I didn't agree with that, but I was kind of outnumbered. And they started calling me Eli. And by the time I was done that 1 year that I put in college, everybody knew me as Eli Barcy. And they knew me as a musician, singer. So I just kind of had to stick with that. So now I've been Eli longer than I've been Ilona. But that's okay. It's work.
Well, I like both of those. So, but it is a little easier for me to say Eli. So that's pretty cool.
Thanks.
Talk a little bit about the difference in touring in the U.S. versus Canada, because you do both. I mean, you're all over North America.
Yes, we are, and it's kind of back and forth maintaining both sides of the border. It's a challenge, but we're blessed to have lots of work south of the border. When we're traveling in the U.S., of course, we have to have a visa, and all of that has to be in order, so that's kind of a hassle. To put that together, and it's expensive, but you know, it makes it easier crossing the border, and of course it's required as
right.
well. Yes, and we do a lot of different shows in the U.S. than we do in Canada. A lot of our shows in the U.S. are festivals, more of the Western festivals, and we do many of those. And then from those, I hope that I meet people that might want to bring me to their community to do a concert. So that kind of thing happens. But in Canada, there's not very many Western festivals. There's only a couple, and then we do other kinds of festivals, bluegrass and country music festivals and gospel music as well. But in Canada, primarily, we do concerts. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll put a little concert tour together, or we'll do a concert a week, or it seems like we're blessed that we always have work one place or the other, you know, and it's nice to be able to bounce back and forth. And the U.S. is just so interesting, though, to us. There's so many places we haven't been yet and explored. So, you know, whenever we get a show in a new area, we're so excited because not only do we get to play for a new audience, but we get to see the countryside and experience, you know, everything that's different there.
Yeah. Have you done anything out in Santa Clarita, out with Out West?
Yeah.
Bobby Jean? Yeah, Bobby
yes.
Jean Bell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
as a matter of fact.
Know,
pardon me?
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I put together a little cowgirl tour for Doris Daly and Joni Harms and myself, and we did a little California tour, and we were the first musicians to play at Bobby Jean's out west store. And actually, I talked to her about, well, what do you think of maybe doing a concert in your store? And she said, well, what would that be like? And I explained it would kind of be like a house concert, but it would be in your store, and then people would see, not only hear our music, they'd shop, you know, in your store while on the break. And anyways, we did the first one, and it went over very well. So we got to do many more. And, of course, she had many, many artists in after that. And then now they're in the Repertory House.
Right.
Across the street from their store. So they're still doing it, and it's morphed into something much bigger. So we've got to be in that venue as well. And, yeah, love that area. And we've done the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival a few times as well, which is huge. That's a really good one.
That's pretty cool. Well, now you don't know this, I don't think, but beginning January 8th, Bobby Jean is going to join me as my co-host each Thursday.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
That'll be great.
Yeah. So she was on the air about 4 years out there, and so she'll be joining us on Equestrian Legacy Radio starting January the 8th. So I'm excited about having Bobby join us for that show as well.
Yeah, that's great. You guys will make a good team. She's great on the radio. Lots of fun. We did her, I think it was Around the Barn or talk show a few times. So
that'll be
exciting to have her on with you.
You know, this music business is a small, small world, and as well as the horse world is a very small world, so it's pretty cool. There is a song called Portrait of a Cowgirl that we want to share with folks, and that's the title cut from your album. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a song that I wrote for my mom, about my mom. She's a great lady. She's still with us. She'll be 86 years old on the first day of the year, January 1st, and she's just been such an inspiration to me my whole life. Born in a prairie house on the prairies, and she became a one-room schoolhouse teacher. She rode her horse to work. She was so involved in the community, in 4-H, and just the fair and everything else that she could help with. And 60 years on the farm, working side by side with my dad. And I thought she deserved a song. And so this one's all for her and all about her.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to that, and be sure and wish your mother a happy early birthday for us. So,
I will.
That's cool. All right, Portrait of a Cowgirl, and we'll come back and talk with Eli some more.
On a cold winter morning, the first day of the year, a baby girl was born in a farmhouse, so I hear. The year was 1929, it seems so long ago, and on that farm that little girl soon began to grow. She became a teacher, and she taught every grade. Her only way to get to work was on her horse each day. She got married.
Eli, you're again, you're so diverse in your music. You have a lot of songs that really express your faith. And talking earlier about with Claude, when he called in, you've done a lot of cowboy churches and a ministry with your music. How did that come about?
Well, we've always had this faith-based family life growing up, and I've always sang that kind of music, but starting to write that kind of music and to really get into it and pursue those kind of performances became really important to my husband and I. Oh, soon after our daughter Katie was born, and we started going to a new church in a new area, and it was the Evangelical Free Church, and it just opened our eyes up so much more. We both came from that church background, but we weren't walking, I don't know how to put it. We were both walking with the Lord, but not as closely as we are now. And so walking closer with the Lord and working harder at our faith and just naturally unfold into our music and wanting to share that and share the word and to help other people in their walk with Jesus. And for us, the best way to do that is with our music.
Well, it's quite a gift that you have, and a gift to be able to share it the way that you do. There's another song that I want to do called I See You Everywhere, and I suppose this could be interpreted different ways, but how is this song? Mm-hmm. How did that song come about?
Well, this is a song that I wrote about my dad after he passed away. We were really close. He's been gone almost 5 years now. And we were so close. We did so much together. We had a lot of the same interests. We loved the same things. And since he's been gone, I still kind of see him everywhere, enjoying. He's there enjoying the concert that I'm at. He's there enjoying my travels. And he's just kind of with me all the time. And although he's not actually here, I know that we'll be together again. And it was. It started off. I was just writing the song for my own personal self, as a little bit of comfort and a release, you know, mm-hmm. being so sad that he was gone. But we decided as my team that it should go on the new album, that it might be beneficial and bring some hope to other folks. So that's why it made its way onto the album. But it could be. I'm glad you said that. It could be interpreted in many different ways. But for me, it's about my dad.
Well, it's a great song, and let's Thank listen you. To that right now, and we'll come back and talk more with Eli Barcy.
I would run through the golden wheat fields. I will watch your garden grow. Hills I stare, and even though it's many miles.
rope halters in your hand. Now we'll watch you drive your old truck back and forth across this land. And I will see you at the rodeo and at the old town fair. It doesn't matter what I do, I see you everywhere. And even though you're really gone, I see you everywhere. I still see you everywhere.
Eli, that is a powerful song, and such meaning for folks. I think particularly at this time of the year, it has a little special meaning. So thanks for writing that, and thanks for performing that song. So
well, thank you for playing it and sharing it with everybody.
Yeah, yeah. We want people to be able to see you live and performing. So tell us a little bit about what's coming up on your tour schedule. Where can we see you?
Sure. Coming up in January, we'll be at the Colorado Cowboy Festival in Golden, just outside of Denver. That's January 22nd to 25. Right after that, we go on to Elko, to the big granddaddy of them all, Cowboy Festivals.
Oh.
At the end of January. Yeah, that's a fun one. And then way down in the Texas area, the Texas Cowboy Gathering in Alpine will be there towards the end of February. And then all the way over to the east, Williamsburg, Virginia, for the Williamsburg Western Film Festival, the first week of March. So that kind of gets our year rolling.
Yeah.
Those dates.
Yeah.
We'll see some of you folks that are listening. Maybe we'll see you at one of those places. And, of course, all my dates, everything I do is on elibarcy.com, so you can keep good track of me on there.
Well, check the website out and be sure to visit her tour schedule and see where she's going to be and buy her music. It's absolutely fantastic. And
thank you.
Yeah, you have a new project that you're working on?
Yes, I'm writing for a new album. We're still going to be releasing maybe one or two more singles off of Portrait of a Cowgirl into the new year. But hopefully by the fall I'll be recording the new project. And it's going to be a little more gospel flavored, along the same lines as Portrait of a Cowgirl. You know, Western roots, kind of a sensibility and rural lifestyle themed. But we have some more gospel songs that are going to be placed on there. So busy writing. I want to write all the songs again, so we'll see if I'm ready by then. That's my goal.
All right. Well, you're such a pleasure to talk with, such a neat lady. And
thank you.
We sure want to encourage folks to get out and see you. Golden is one of my favorite little towns out in Colorado, and Whitey Mitchell told me if I ever made it to Elko, I'd never miss another one. So,
folks, awesome.
Be sure.
Well, we'll see you at both of those places then.
Well, I love having you on the show. And again, it's elibarcy.com, and you're also on Facebook, so people can check Eli out there as well. And we're going to close this segment out with a beautiful song called Whenever I'm Afraid. Is there anything that you want to tell us about this song, Eli?
Well, this is one of gospel songs I've written for my album Closer to Home. And it's just, no matter where you are in life, we're all afraid of things, whether they're big or little. There's always things that cause fear. And it's just turning to the Lord is always the answer. Whether it's big or small, He's there for us. And that was my inspiration for this song, Whenever I'm Afraid.
All right, we're going to listen to that. And Eli, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and John and your family. And hope to have you back again in 2015.
Oh, I would love to chat with you anytime, Gary. And this was just such a delight to be on with you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I want to wish you and everybody at Equestrian Legacy Radio a wonderful Christmas and blessed 2015. And if I could, I'd really like to dedicate this last song to all our servicemen and women throughout North America, and thank them for their service and strength and sacrifice. And they're all just amazing people. And I know that there's times when they're afraid. So I'd like to dedicate this last song to them, if I could.
All right. For our servicemen and women, this is Eli Barcy's Whenever I'm Afraid. And Eli, God bless you. Talk with you soon.
You bet. You too, Gary. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Merciful to me, you always see me through. When I cry out, my enemies will turn. You are most high. I'll always praise your word. Whenever I'm afraid, I know you are near.
By Eli Barcy, and it was such a pleasure to have Eli join us on the show, and she dedicated that one to our service men and women. And we have a stranger that's on the line that wants to join us and say hi. Hey, Tina May.
Well, hello, Gary. How are you today?
Well, I am doing fine. How are things in Missouri this morning?
Cold.
Or this afternoon now.
Yes, it is. My day's just been flying by. I just barely got the tail end. It's snow. We're blanketed here. There's snow on the ground. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Eli and I were talking before the show. I think the temperature in Saskatchewan was minus 12. Minus 12.
Cold.
So that's
Eli
kind of
has
cold.
Such a beautiful voice.
Neat person. Yeah, beautiful voice, a very neat lady, and just enjoyed having her on the show. But you had, and we want to remind our folks, we're going to share a couple of more songs that celebrate the season. And if you'd like to call in and wish servicemen and women a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas, you can do that at 213 943-3396, and we'll take a few calls in the last few minutes. But Tina May, you had a greeting that you wanted to share.
Yes, I most certainly did. I wanted to call in and wish all Equestrian Legacy Radio listeners and, of course, all our military a very Merry Christmas. And remember the reason for the season.
Well, and sure a Merry did. Christmas to you. And, you know, we'll be doing only, what, we have two more shows for Saddle
mm-hmm,
Up America.
Before Christmas.
Before the end of the year, yeah.
Yeah.
One more before Christmas, and then one more before the end of the year. But so we'll be back to talk with folks there. So anyway, a Merry Christmas to our servicemen and women from Tina May Weber out in Missouri. And as she said, we need to remember the reason for the season. And let's listen right now to "It All Began in a Barn" by Mary Kay.
Barn, it's a special place to me. This old barn and our happy story. When life is more than I can bear, just like a child, you will find me there. It's a cold and clear December. Stars above, the only light. Shine on this barn of rough-hewn pine, turning something simple into something divine. Why did God in His glory choose to start His son's story in a stable? Footsteps are the only sound. The world will turn again tonight, but for now I'll keep this silent night. This old barn where I have worked and played, in hard times I have even prayed. Who knew is where God would send His amazing grace. Why did God in His glory choose to start His son's story in a stable with a manger of hay? He could have saved all the hassle and crafted a castle for the Christ child on that first Christmas day. But I think I understand why it all began in a barn, a place that's warm, a place that's far away from the human race. Yes, I think I understand
remember the reason for the season. It all began in a barn, and that is Mary Kay. We want to remind you, if you'd like to call in with a Christmas greeting for someone special, a serviceman or woman, then call at 213-943-3396, 213-943-3396. And right now we're going to listen to a song that was written by our friend R.W. Hampton, and it's called The Long Canyon Christmas. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
It's cold and windy up on the flats. Branson's got a foot of new snow. With the 12 that we got the first of last week, there's nowhere and no way to go. But you can't hardly snow in a cowboy, so I saddle all easy and ride. And down by the Cross L, across the dry Cimarron, there's a big dance in Folsom tonight. It's another Long Canyon Christmas. I'm lonesome, but I'm doing fine. No, it's not the cold wind. I'm thinking about a baby boy at a long, long ago Christmas night. Say, would you look at that big shining star hanging high in the east on the rise? And I'm wishing that I could just follow that star like the three men the book said was wise. Oh, little cow town, no, you're not Bethlehem, but you're mighty inviting tonight. And before I ride down, gonna stay here a while, 'cause everything feels so right. It's another Long Canyon Christmas. I'm lonesome, but I'm doing fine. No, it's not the cold wind. I'm thinking about a baby boy at a long, long ago Christmas night. No, it's not the cold wind. I'm a thinking about a baby boy at a long, long ago Christmas night. Sleep in heavenly peace.
This Sunday at 9 o'clock, we have a Christmas special with Belinda Gale, and featuring Belinda with eight of her friends. This will be an all-star Christmas celebration, and one of the guests on that show is Kip Callahan. And right now we want to share The Meaning of Christmas as performed by Kip. It's from the CD, The First Noel.
The lights are strung, the stockings hung, presents under the tree. A child's heart is full of hope, of what Santa might bring to me. A Christmas list, a child's wish, greetings to one and all. A house
Listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, and we remind you that all of our programs, Saddle Up America, Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale, and the Campfire Cafe, are made possible by our great sponsors. And please visit them on our website, equestrianlegacy.net, and shop with the folks in the Christmas shop, in our general store, and also our Legacy Club sponsors. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
That old north wind howling high up in the timber, the only choir that I remember when I was riding on the line. One lone hanging over the horizon, like the one that led the wise men as they followed heaven's sign. Snow-capped feet, like the angels in sound of spurs jingling, like silver bells ringing. Christmas on the line.
Michael Martin Murphy, Christmas on the Line, and we hope you've enjoyed the show today. It was a pleasure to have Eli Barcy join us from Saskatchewan, and also for our callers that called in to wish folks a happy holidays. And we remind you that Equestrian Legacy Radio can be heard live and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. Be sure to tune in Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. It will be a Christmas All-Star special, so be sure and join us for that show this Sunday. Then Tuesday with Saddle Up America, and then we'll be back on Christmas Day with another Campfire Cafe. We remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio. We'll close the show today with Eli Barcy's beautiful song, Mary Did You Know? Thanks for listening.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make us new? And this child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Yeah. someday rule the nation. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the greatest.